Freedom!
Order! Order!
Are there any select committee reports?
An inquiry into New Zealand's boarding houses was back on the agenda for the Social Services Committee as it heard a second round of submissions following on from last week. First submission came from He Kāinga o Ranga, a research group exploring the links between housing and health. They were represented by Kate Moore, who outlined the different rights granted to boarding house tenants compared to other rental tenants.
For a periodic tenancy in a house or apartment, people to be evicted without a stated reason, if you're in house or apartment, you have to be given 90 days notice. But if you're a boarding house tenant, you only have to be given 28 days. And in the case of rent arrears, if you're renting a house or apartment, you're required to be given 21 days notice. But if you're renting a room in a boarding house, you only have to be given 48 hours notice that you're going to be evicted.
Ms. Moore said it was too easy for boarding house landlords to evict their tenants.
We're most concerned about the difference in eviction provisions if a tenant threatens to, or actually does, cause serious damage, endanger people or property, or cause serious disruption to other tenants. Now, if a tenant behaves in this way in a private rental, the landlord must apply to the tenancy tribunal to have them evicted, but in a boarding house they can be immediately evicted.
Ms. Moore explained why this wasn't fair.
Firstly, if a person is acting in any of these ways, then the police or another appropriate authority should be involved. And if one of my flatmates was being seriously disruptive, my first call would be the police. And then, depending on how things go with the police, then maybe my landlord. An immediate eviction is not an appropriate response to serious behaviour, both in terms of the rights of the tenant being evicted, the safety of the other people living in the boarding house, and particularly the safety of the people living in the next boarding house that this person is going to go live in without their serious behaviour being really addressed.
Ms. Moore said landlords could take advantage of the eviction loophole.
So the second reason that we think immediate eviction is problematic is that it might be abused by landlords or managers of boarding houses. And I'm sure you've heard by now some of the dodgy management practices in boarding houses, and that often the manager is a tenant or a former tenant of the boarding house. And so we think it's really inappropriate that tenants can be evicted by these managers without the opportunity to provide their side of the story to a tenancy tribunal.
And to back up her overall case, Ms. Moore cited the United Nations.
More broadly, the disparity between the tenancy protections offered by the state to boarding house tenants compared to people in private tenancies is discriminatory. The United Nations Centre for Human Settlements is clear that security of tenure should be considered a human right and should be afforded equally to all people of all incomes in all housing sectors. So the current law provides the least protection to the most vulnerable people who are the most likely to need protection from unfair eviction.
Ms. Moore had a recommendation for the committee.
So we think that it's important that boarding house tenants be provided protection from eviction that's at least equal to the protection provided to people in periodic tenancies in private houses or apartments.
Kate Moore, representing He Kāinga o Ranga Research Group in a submission to the Social Services Committee's inquiry into boarding houses in New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.